And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fam. Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Lamplighters.
To the basement. Come on down to the basement. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on down to the basement. It's not a podcast fest. Come down to the basement. Come on down to the basement. Just a rock and roll fest. Centuries sentient. Gabba, gabba, hey, calm down. Try to play, let's keep up the treated hub. Jump down to the danger zone and howling at the moon. Jump down to the basement. Jump down to the basement. We open and sing something birds outside of bed, bed and waters. Listen to my poison heart. Method Head, look back to me. We are happy family in a psychotherapy. Yeah, oh, oh, oh. Come on down to the basement. Start a podcast band. Come down to the basement. Come on down to the basement. Just a rock and roll band. Century is at the end. Gabba gabba, hey, come down. We try to play, we keep up the treated hub. Jump down to the danger zone and howling at the moon. Down, down to the basement. Down, down to the basement. Do you wanna dance? Come on now, my brain is hanging upside down. Down, down to the basement. Hey Jackie, hey, hey Judy, oh, do you remember? Oh, 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 Rock and Roll High School Radio. Yeah, oh, 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 come on down to the basement. Down, down, down to the basement. Down, down, down to the basement. Down, down, down to the basement.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was The Lamplighters all the way from Germany, Tony.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and a track called Basement. What is The Lamplighters website?
Lamplighters.de?
It is. No, did you say Lamplighters or The Lamplighters?
I just said Lamplighters.
No, it's The Lamplighters.de. Sorry about that. I nearly gave you the point then. Paulie B. and the internet won, Tony nil. And described as melodic punk, but I think you can leave the melodic out of it and just say good old-fashioned punk rock band. Absolutely brilliant. First half of the show this week, Tony, is as normal as we get.
Okay.
But the second half, we are doing a Manchester Punk Festival special.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, which is why in the songs I sent you, they had MPF on four of them.
Ah.
Yes, the games I play. I've got a joke for you, Tony.
Okay.
This is exciting. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs, or just I've got a joke for you, or whatever it is. I like to read them out. This one's come from Graham. Now, Graham, but I'm not convinced that we haven't read a joke out or something similar before. But anyway, it's a cracker. Here goes. Mm-hmm. So, a man escapes from prison where he's been locked up for 15 years. He breaks into a house, and inside he finds a young couple in bed. He ties the man to a chair. While tying the wife to the bed, the convict gets on top of her, kisses her neck, then goes up and goes into the bathroom. While he's in there, the husband whispers over to his wife, "Listen, This guy's an escaped convict. Look at his clothes. He's probably spent a lot of time in jail and hasn't seen a woman in years. I saw how he kissed your neck. If he wants sex, don't resist. Don't complain. Do whatever he tells you. Satisfy him no matter how much he nauseates you. This guy's obviously very dangerous. If he gets angry, he'll kill us both. Be strong, honey. I love you. She responds, he wasn't kissing my neck, he was whispering in my ear. He told me that he's gay, thinks you're cute, and asked if he had any Vaseline. I told him it was in the bathroom. Be strong, honey, I love you too.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. If you have a joke for us, as I say, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Comedy Suburbs, and thanks very much to Al Graham for that one. And knowing Al Graham, I imagine we might hear from him later on in the show, might we?
I think we might.
Oh, fancy that. Right. Time for another track, Tone. And you know how this is a punk show?
Yes.
Sort of. I say it's a punk show. It's an all things alternative, isn't it, really? Which is a good job, because the next track we're playing are described as alternative funk rock. And I've got a feeling that we were sent this song a while ago, and I'd listened to it, and I couldn't decide whether to play it or not. Right? But we've been sent it again, and I've had a listen to it, and I just thought, what was I thinking? Of course we've got to play it. Brilliant. A band from Sheffield, Tony. So we've gone from Germany to the heart of steel country right here in the UK. What I want to know is, Tony, the band's called I Set the Sea on Fire. Not easy to say with false teeth.
Mm.
What's I Set the Sea on Fire's website?
isetthesea.com.
isetthesea.co.uk. Probably be on the internet too. Tony, you know, tastes like funk.
Yeah, but
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Oh.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, don't forget, please do leave us a comment. Get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. Give us a follow. Just get in touch. It is very easy to use. And a lot of people do seem to have this Facebook thing. So get in touch.
But yeah, don't do it if it's worth the cheese.
It's always worth the cheese. If anything's going to trend, it's my man boobs. Joseph, Sir Borg's been in touch.
Sir Borg.
And obviously, in response to last week's show, thanks for including Scanner Noise. This week's great mix made me an MFC chicken fan.
Well,
he loves the chicken.
Yeah, well, let's hope he didn't find it all a bit chickeny. Mm. Although last week's track did have an absence of chicken other than in the title.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And that is it for Facebook. It's been quiet. Clearly, everyone's shopping. I don't know.
It must be. It's the pre-Christmas lack of interest in Punky Radio.
Isn't it just?
Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Right, two tracks in a row, Tone.
Okay.
And we're not mucking about with the first one. A band we like very much. We do seem to be getting quite a bit of Northern / Yorkshire, Lancashire punk rock at present. Some of it obviously has to do with Manchester Punk Festival, but also we just seem to be in that little circuit of areas around Leeds in particular, and their punk bands getting in touch with us, and I love it. And System of Haste, described as dark punk. I don't think that really does them justice. They could be called extremely dark punk, very dark punk, or oh my goodness, that punk rock's dark. Right. And I love them, and they're our first. So stay tuned for Gyro Babies, but first of all the way from Barnsley, Tony, Barnsley, all the way from Barnsley, what is System of Hate's website?
Systemofhatebrand.com.
Systemofhate.com.
Ah.
Quality of Internet 3, Tony Neal. I'll tell you what, you're getting crucified.
Every morning I fear, every morning I cry.
Grofost.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gyro Babies, a band we've never played before, Tony. A baffling grunge soul from Scotland.
Oh, okay, nice.
Baffling. And I thought a suitable song to follow, Crucified. It was called Brain Rocket, open brackets, and The Evolution of Turtles, close brackets. Of course it was. Of course it was, yeah. What's Gyro Babies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/gyrobabies.
It is! Hey. Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 3. And we will be playing another Gyro Babies song in future weeks, Tony.
Right. Okay, good.
Yes, we will. Did you do anything last week?
No, I don't think we did.
You had a whole week, Tony.
I had a whole week. No. I don't think so. We're kind of talking about house stuff, really. Because Seth's going to visit her parents for a week.
Does that mean you're moving in with me?
Eh?
Does that mean you're moving in with me?
What, leave the cats on their own?
Oh God, I forgot about that. Bring them.
So that's kind of what we're doing, really.
Boys' weekend, we can hang around in our pants.
Oh God. No, I'm washing my hair. last week I've been kind of chasing the house sale mostly, and that seems to be happening today.
Right.
So as we speak, there are solicitors working away like feverish little mice, getting me my money.
If you did stay at mine for the weekend, Tony, would you be prepared to hang around in your pants?
No.
Oh. You're not as much fun as usual. I went to Oslo last week, Tony. I did my shows in Baldock and Hitchin. They were great fun. And then I went to Oslo, where I had a lovely time. Thank you very much. And thanks to John Mann, Rob Heaney, Paul F. Taylor and Ahmed Mamo for making the gig so enjoyable. After the gig in Oslo, Tony, I went to Alternatives, which is the gig that I had DJed at before. And hello to Alex. Absolutely brilliant music. Absolutely brilliant crowd. Young Women found me interesting.
Okay.
I know, I was surprised. Because I was certainly in no fit state to be interesting by that point. I didn't get there till about 12:30. And I sat down with Young Women from the Czech Republic and the such like, all finding me interesting and giving me cigarettes.
Oh.
Yeah. And I found them very interesting as well. And then and then after that, I went back to this house owned by what appeared to be the whole of Catalonia. And I had, I got back very, I mean, this is like 2:30 in the morning, 3:00 in the morning, got back with these Catalan friends. I knew one of them already, Raquel, who I've met a few times in Oslo. And there was her mate, and they'd all been at Alternatives as well. And they said, why don't you come back to ours? I thought, great idea. Went back there, and they said, right, let's have some traditional Catalan food. I went, well, when in Oslo.
Nice.
So, yeah, the first thing that came out, Tony, was mushrooms in lamb sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah, didn't think I'd, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely lovely. I wasn't sure about the rice, garlic and water soup.
Right.
But I did like quite a lot of the other dishes. So thank you very much, the Catalans. You helped me out immensely. And now I'm all for independence.
Right, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to be independent from Oslo as soon as possible. Right. It's time for From the Vaults, Tony.
Oh, okay.
And From the Vaults this week. Actually, not wanting to upset the Catalan, but this is a Spanish band. Bagel Baby Horror. We first played them in 2010. They were on a free compilation called Hispanic Stomp, you might remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hispanic Stomp. Absolutely brilliant. And they've got... They had 3 or 4 compilations that you could get all free via a rather long process on a blogging site, wasn't it? But if you type in Hispanic Stomp to that there internet, you will find it. And I think they're still available and they're absolutely brilliant to download. They're all kind of Spanish rock and roll and psychobilly and a little bit of punk and all that. They're great. This band was one of my favourite ones from. Sadly, Tony, shortly after we played them, they split up in 2011.
Ah.
But you can find bits about them on the net. So we haven't got a website for them, so I can't do the what's their website.
Right.
But anyway, the band are called Baby Horror. Say, we have played them before. We played them in 2010. I don't think we've played them since. Love this track, though. Let's see what you think of this. This is La Tierra Tembló. Listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Baby Horn. La Tierra Tembló, La Tierra Tembló. Have you got any gigs? Must have been like Carbon. Have you got any gigs for us?
I did, yeah.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar.
I did that with a hand flourish again. I've got a hand flourish going on.
I always rock from side to side, a little bit like what I imagine Stevie Wonder would be doing.
Do you?
Don't know why.
I give it a hand flourish like Leo Sayer.
All right, do you put one finger in your ear as well at the same time?
No, that would be folky.
Oh, right, okay.
Is that a folky thing? Yeah.
Well, there you go. Living there, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yep, another gig guide, another gigs. More gig at the 12 bar. Right, Holloway Road in London, that's where it is. Do check it out. I'm going to do Friday, Saturday and Monday.
Blimey.
I know. And so here we go, Friday. Victims of a Down, Iron Maiden London and Kingbreaker. It's a Friday night, what do you think?
£6.
£8.
Whoa.
Saturday night, the 12th. Courtesans, Sidewalks and Skeletons, Leashes and Special Guests. It's a Saturday night at 12 bar, what do you think?
£6.
Tenner.
Oh.
Monday night, Lewis Bootle, Carly Loseby and Amy Dawes. Monday night, what do you think?
£6.
Free entry.
Oh.
All over the place this week. What's going on?
That's at 8,100.
Yeah.
That's a long way up the road from the devil.
It's the next Hamlet.
Oh, do you think he lives in a Hamlet now?
Oh, definitely.
I definitely thought he was in some kind of evil suburb, but no, you've got him down in a dark village, have you?
Yeah, I think so. Could be.
Well, anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar.
So now it's time for Paulie's International Gig Guide.
Manchester Punk Festival.
Started. Right. So I've got some information for you.
All right.
So Manchester Punk Festival, Tony. It was 2 days of punk rock in Manchester on the 22nd and 23rd of April 2016. The 23rd of April being?
St. George's Day.
St. George's Day. So it's actually the greatest day anywhere ever, and it's got punk bands on. And it's brought to you by Manchester DIY promoters, TNS Records, good friends of ours, Moving North, and Anarchistic Undertones. Tickets are now available from the MPF website, manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk. It says /site/here, but I'm sure it's just manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk. The £15 super early bird tickets are sold out, Tony.
Right, okay.
However, the £18 early bird tickets are still available. Hooray. There's also a £21 standard ticket and £25 on the door if available. If you've missed any of that information out, rewind your podcast a bit and listen again. I can't bother reading it out again. I'm not your mother. Now, the reason that I've told you all that is the second half of the show features 4 bands that will be featuring at Manchester Punk Festival, April 22nd, 23rd, 2016. They are available on a Manchester Punk Festival free download, a 12-track download that you will get via that website as well. So there's a 12-track free punk rock download to advertise the thing. Absolutely brilliant. The bands are given a track each, so the bands that were on. So I thought I'd pick 4.
Okay.
Makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, that concludes Paul B's
International Gig Guide. Manchester Punk Festival. Nice.
From straight away. So listen out to Brassic. I've spelt that wrong. It's got a K. Listen out to Brassic. After this, but first up, we've got a band called Sick on the Bus, Tony, who we've never played on this show before, but they've become punk rock legends, Sick on the Bus.
Alright.
They're now arguably the UK's loudest punk band, Tone. But when I first saw them supporting the Damned in the late 90s, they were rubbish.
Oh, okay.
However, a lot of bands start out rubbish, end up great. They're now absolutely brilliant, and they're going to prove it right now for you with the track. And I'm sorry, Sick on the Bus, that I called you rubbish, but you were all that. Maybe you were just rubbish supporting the band that night. But anyway, I certainly didn't think they'd ever amount to anything.
Okay.
But Christ, 15, 16 years later, absolute punk rock legends, absolutely brilliant. Hey, proof. Practice makes perfect. Anyway, I'm getting myself into a fight with Sick on the Bus here. I don't want to, because they're really good. So what is Sick on the Bus's website?
Sickonthebus.co.uk.
Sickonthebus.com. It's Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 1. You're so near, but yet so far. And anyway, Tony, the thing is, we are Sick on the Bus. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Brassic, all the way from Preston, and a track called Leeches. Tony, what is Brassic's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Brassic.
Facebook.com/Brassic Music. And Brassic is Brassic. Music. So Sick on the Bus, then Brassic, Leeches. Blimey, didn't even mean it. That's just how things happen. Paulie being in set 5, Tony Wong. Unfortunately for you, my friend. Great track, though. Girlfriendly punk rock. I say girlfriendly, that sounds really, really sexist, doesn't it?
Okay.
Punk rock with ladies. Is that better?
That's much better.
Yeah. Woman punk. Have I got it there?
Yeah.
Woman punk. It's brilliant, anyway. Absolutely brilliant. Great track. Hopefully, if we do get any more from any of the bands from Manchester Punk Festival, we will play more in future weeks as well, I should say that. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't know what I say. I've got to do an airport run. Steph's going to Germany to see her family, and then hopefully I'm going to sell my house this afternoon. Hopefully,
to South America
this afternoon.
So there you go. Got to do an airport run. Get the girlfriend over to Germany, then quickly sell the house and bugger off. Is that how it sounded?
That's how I roll. And it's my parents' 50th anniversary. Golden Wendell anniversary. So
yeah, I was going to say, otherwise that was a tremendous worry.
It was, wasn't it?
They said it was your parents' 50th. And when Tony, your mum and dad were at 11, and they had you.
That's where they were rolling, Kirby.
Well, that's also true. Will you stop saying that's how we roll?
Why?
You said that twice in quick succession and you're unnerving me.
All right, okay.
Your parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Brilliant. When's that?
It's Friday.
Friday? Well, I'm off, Tony. My gate crash.
Oh, they love you.
But they don't.
We're going to the Wetherspoons.
Your mum doesn't like your gate crash, does she?
No.
Yeah, you see, your mum don't like me because all those years ago, I called you Camp Tony.
Yeah. Well, these things stick. My family's, his family's not known forgiveness, the Hearns. I'm the mellow one.
So you go to the Wetherspoons?
I go to Wetherspoons in Kirkby and Ashfield.
I wouldn't go for laughing. Has he got a Wetherspoons?
Yeah. It's well upmarket now. They serve red and white wine.
More than one sort of beer.
So that's pretty much my week. Anyway. What are you up to?
Well, your week just blows my week out of the water, mate. I've got Friday off from the warehouse, so I'm going to watch Wolves v Forest on the telly.
Okay. Are they away?
Actually, I might not. I might go and do something. If I spot a band playing in the Nottingham area that I want to go and see on Friday, I might go and do that. Okay. But it's my only day off, so most likely I'll just hang about in pants wishing you were there. I think we better move on, hadn't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right, then. So, what better way to follow that last comment than a band called Jake and the Jellyfish, Tony? Mm-mm. All the way from Leeds. What is Jake and the Jellyfish's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Jake and the Jellyfish.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 5. Let's see what you think of this, Tony. I wasn't sure what to make of it. I don't know whether it's folk, punk, rock, folky, rocky, punk, folk, rock. It's odd. But I like and the Playmates Punk Festival. Don't follow the leader.
We'll be right back.
listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Jake and the Jellyfish. And again, if we get more from them at any point, we might play more. Let us know if you like them or any other band this week, in fact, by putting something on the Facebook page, best in doing it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Put something on the Punky Radio Facebook page saying, I like that band, or I didn't like that band, or that band were brilliant, I want to hear more from them. And we will do. Makes sense, won't it? Tony, have you got a twat?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I was getting a bit cocky with my many twats, but no, not one this week. Don't forget, please, hey, as an early Christmas present just for me, why not email me a twat, tony@punkyradio.com. Tell me the twat's name, where they're from, and reason. It's that simple. You all know a twat. Even at this time of year, there are still twats. In fact, there are probably more. So,
I know one, Tony.
Okay.
I know one. Well, it's not twat. It's I think it's a brand of washing powder.
Right. Yeah.
In Norway, it's either washing powder or washing up liquid or something. It's called twat. And I did take a photograph of a bag that said super concentrated twat, and I've made it my my Facebook profile picture.
It's very nice.
Yeah, twat. So that's what I know. Also, how's your gamer's laptop?
It's all right, actually. It's just confusing me at the moment. I've also changed my email client. And it's just, it has tabs, like browsers have tabs. I'm dragging things around, and it's just confusing me. And what are you just close that for?
I don't know. I haven't done anything.
I haven't even touched it, and it's just messing me around.
Oh, it's a gamer's laptop, Tony. Gamer's laptop with tabs.
It is. It's probably voice activated or something.
I'm a bit of a gamer with tabs.
Yeah, it's all right, though. It's all right. Yeah.
So, Colin, what are you doing in this bit instead?
Right, I've got some more gig guides.
Excellent. So does that mean it's time for
Tony's International gig Guide Part 2? Yep, I've heard from Graham.
Hi, Graham!
I suspected, and he sent me a couple of gigs. So this Thursday, tomorrow night as we record, it's another free rock and roll night at the Sand Food and Drink on Duke Street in Liverpool.
Brilliant.
Featuring Elmo and the Sticks, Thief from Above, Slackbird. Entry.
Hey, that's funny. We very nearly played a track from Elmo and the Sticks this week, but it didn't get to us in time.
Ah, yes, yeah, the release of the new album.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to be playing a track of it, but we didn't get it.
Ah. Well, hey, if you want to check them out, do check them out.
Yeah. They are very good. I listened to it. We have played a track by them before.
It did ring a bell. And another one on Saturday night, at Maguire's Pizza Bar. It's the Antipop Fuck Christmas Party. Wonk Unit, The Dead Class, Bolshie and Wad Eye.
Yeah, loving that already.
£4.
Because The Dead Class I absolutely love as well. The Dead Class and Wong Unit on the same picture. Brilliant.
Yeah, Maguire's Pizza Bar on Renshaw Street. They're £4. Do check that out. Facebook.com/antipop records.
It will be brilliant.
It will. And I've had another gig from John.
Hello, John.
From the Beach Boys.
Hello, John.
And he sent it me in the form of a massive picture. So, it is the Bin Liner Showcase at the Sin Bin. Plough and Harrow.
Who's Armour Bin Liner?
Just says Bin Liner.
Right.
It's a showcase, Sin Bin, Plough and Harrow, 419 High Road, Leytonstone.
Excellent.
E11. It's on Saturday, featuring the Billy Karloff Band, Liquid Stone, The Bleach Boys, Dry Riser and Mouth to Mouth.
Well, that's big.
Yeah. Tickets on the door for £10.
Excellent. Well, I hope it goes night. Well. And thanks very much, John, for getting in touch. And please do support the Bleach Boys at all times and in all situations.
Yes. That sounds a great night. Do check it out.
It will be great, yeah.
And that's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
Now, funny that I started the show with Ann Graham and we finished the show with Ann Graham because we started the show with a German band and we're finishing the show with a German word.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Oi Polloi, Tony. Been going a long time now. One of the best street punk bands to ever occur. And I feel I've just got to say nothing but nice things about them in case their mates were sick on the bus, which they, of course, are. They're also based in Edinburgh. And, you know, I know Irish Rob out of the Exploited in Edinburgh. I don't want him getting in trouble for what I've said. So anyway, oi Poloi, you're great. They're not all based in Edinburgh, though, Tony, because one of them lived in Finland.
Okay.
Which does make petrol a bit of an issue on the tour bus. What is Oi Poloi's website?
Oiploy.com.
Oiploy.org. Paulie B and the internet. 6, Tony 2. Unlucky this week, man. You've been very close on a lot of those. In different circumstances, you could have won. Sadly, massive loser. Massive failure. This is the last track this week. This is great. He's only really got one word in it. 9! That's about the size of it, Tony. I hope you like that track. 9!
Nice.
9! I did start counting to see if they said 9 times in the song, and then I forgot. I have to keep counting halfway through because I was rocking around the bedroom. That's about... I've run out of things to say, Tony. You'll have to say something about somebody.
Okay. Don't forget, the stations that carry us are Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com, we're on Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TVFM, which you can find TVFM online at co.uk, and also, don't forget, please do review us on iTunes. It's still important. If you haven't reviewed us before, please do so. It's free, costs you absolutely nothing. Go to punkyradio.com, click the iTunes link, leave us a review, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read it out on the show.
And thanks very much, Tony, for covering my minor meltdown just then. That's about it. I guess we'll hopefully talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.